சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சார்ய மத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சார்ய பர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். ஓம்.
பேஜ் 88 வெர்ஸ் 121.
விஷயேஷ்வாத்மதாம் திருஷ்ட்வா மனசஸ்திதிமஜ்ஜனம் ப்ரத்யாஹாரஸ்ஸ விக்னேயஹ அப்யசனியோ முமுக்ஷுபிஹ.
சங்கராச்சாரியா talking about Nididhyasanam or Vedantic meditation for the sake of assimilation of Brahma Vidya. Having received the teaching from the teacher, having done mananam sufficiently, one has to assimilate the teaching. For that 15 steps Shankaracharya giving, we have completed 11 limbs or angas for this Nididhyasana. The 12th one, which I have introduced in the last class, that is Pratyaharaha. Many terms are very familiar because we are familiar to Ashtanga Yoga, but Shankaracharya giving that Vedantic meaning, the ultimate meaning of that sadhana. Here he says Pratyahara means, general meaning is withdrawal of senses. Withdrawal of senses is for only beginners, for sadhana purpose. For a Vedantic student, withdrawal of senses is not required for him because his senses are already disciplined because of Vedanta study. Then how to interpret this pratyahara, real pratyahara is this. What he says, Vishayeshu Atmatam Drishtva. When we interact the world, the objects, the people, they are called Vishaya. You have to see the Atmatam, the Atman nature in every Nama Rupa. You have to grasp intellectually the existence principle behind every Nama Rupa. We have to remember, we should not carry away by that Nama Rupa when you are interacting. In spite of that interaction, my mind, at the back of my mind, I know the truth of that Nama Rupa, either living beings or non-living entities. Behind that existence I have to grasp. The existence I have to grasp. That's what he says, Atmatam drishtva. Atman nature one has to grasp, that existence. That existence I grasp. Who is grasping? I get the knowledge of that existence, that object. That knowledge is at internal level. I appreciate myself as consciousness or awareness. Every existence is available because of knowledge. I know this knowledge, this object, that object. Knowledge is there. I have the knowledge of this clip. I know this clip. I am appreciating the clip. Clip is, that means I have the knowledge of the clip. So knowledge and existence of the clip are spontaneous, simultaneous. Simultaneous. Wherever the existence is there, there is awareness also. I am conscious of, I know the clip. So knowledge and existence. External level existence, internal level consciousness. So every object has got easiness. Objects are changing, their names and forms are changing, but the easiness is same, non-variable. Desk is, easiness is there. Mic is, easiness is there. Fan is, easiness is there. But desk, fan, mic, variables, they are changing. But the non-variable existence is unchanging. Behind every changing object, the non-variable principle easiness I have to appreciate. The satta, the satta principle, I have to grasp through my intellect. Once I grasp through my intellect, how I am getting this, that object knowledge I am getting means that knowledge is at internal level, I am appreciating myself as pure consciousness. This pure consciousness appreciating existence outside. This pure consciousness, that existence is the nature of Brahman, Taittiriya Upanishad, Satyam, Jnanam. Brahma, Ahamasmi. I am the awareer, I am the consciousness principle, therefore I am Brahman. This is real Pratyahara. Manasa, Manasaha, Chiti Majjanam. Our mind has to grasp in this manner and absorb in Majjanam, absorb, abide in Chiti, means Chaitanyam. In Chaitanyam, I have to absorb existence and knowledge. Both are non-variable. The knower of that object is same. I am the knower of the clip, I am the knower of mic, I am the knower of desk, I am the knower of fan. Knower is not changing, but what am I knowing? They are changing. So non-variable consciousness, non-variable existence, both are one and the same. This way we have to grasp, both are parallel. Existence, to know I have to be there, I the consciousness. To be conscious of, I must exist. To be conscious of, I must exist. What am I conscious of? That also must exist. Therefore, the existence I am conscious of. But here, consciousness is not manifesting, because there is no subtle body. Mic cannot know Swamini, but Swamini knows mic. Clear? Because even though existence alone is consciousness, but consciousness cannot be manifesting here because of absence of the mind, subtle body. You know that. Okay. Manasaha Chiti Majjanam. Chiti means consciousness. I am the pure awareness recognizing the non-variable existence everywhere. Vishayaha Atmatam Drushtva. Atmatam means what? Now this mic is Atma or not? This mic is Atma to say you have to study 10 years, 15 years. Otherwise people think you are mad. People think you are mad, but you are not mad now. How confidently you are able to say the chair is Atma? Because Saramam Atmamayam Brahmamayam. Since everything is Brahmamayam, chair also must be Brahman. How chair can be Brahman? Existence is there. Existence happens to be the nature of Brahman. Therefore, Brahman itself is Atma, Atma itself is Brahman, therefore chair is Brahman, Atma we can say. Atma Sarvagatam or Brahman is Sarvagatam. What about me? I am Brahman, pervading in this body. Variable body, changing. Young body, youth body, old body, half old body. Body is also variable, isn't it? Changing. Lot of changes coming. I am seeing students overall changing from past 10 years. We are becoming older. Of course, Swamini also. Little change you can see. Variable. But the person, the knower, is same. Manasi, manasaha, chiti majjanam, visayeshu, atmatam, manasaha, chiti majjanam. Visayeshu means externally, atmatam means sat. You have to grasp. How to grasp? Because of consciousness. Therefore, I am consciousness. I appreciate atma in the form of sat, sat, sat. That is the first line. So this is called saha pratyaharaha vigneyaha. My dear student, may you understand, this is called real pratyahara, not closing eyes and closing your ears. That is only for beginners, not for advanced students like aparokshanubhuti students. Saha pratyaharaha vigneyaha. So what? Abhyasaniyaha mumukshubhihi. This is the way the seeker of moksha should practice. Abhyasaniyaha means the seeker of moksha to get nishtha. Just sravanam is not sufficient. You have to see everything is atma, 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 abhyasaniyaha. Next shloka. 13th anga, that is dharana. Now we are coming. Shloka 122. Yatra yatra mano yati, brahmanastatra darshanat, manasom dharana chaiva, dharana sa paramata. Chaivam, second line, chaivam. Yatra yatra. So dharana is a type of sadhana in ashtanga yoga. Dharana means focusing your mind on a particular object. There is an effort involved when you are doing dharana. Just like a cameraman focusing on the people when he want to click. Before clicking, he asks the people all standing and he is seeing all people are coming or not in that frame. Photograph, they all have to come. Otherwise, without head, without some people will miss also sometimes. Some people take photograph, Somebody took my photograph long before when I was doing yoga asanas. Head was not. In some photos, leg was not there. Legs was not. No, in Shalabhasana when you are doing, your legs are not there. When I am doing Sirshasana, head is disappearing. Like that, photograph, when you are going to click, you have to focus. Before clicking, you have to focus. After focusing, you have to click. Isn't it? Like that, before dhyanam, one has to focus. After focusing only, you have to do dhyanam. Many people straight away start dhyanam. They talk about meditation. Nobody talks about dharana. Dharana only leads to dhyanam. So what do you mean by dharana? According to Patanjali, ekatanata, tatra, dharana means we have to focus. Ekagrata, one-pointedness, focusing your mind on a particular object. That is called objective meditation. In which meditation there is a particular object you meditate upon. But our meditation, Nididhyasana, is not objective meditation. There is no any special object outside. This is subjective meditation. Dayananda Swamiji says, meditate upon the meditator. That's why it is called subjective meditation, not objective meditation. There is no an object to meditate upon. That is only for beginners. That is only for beginners, not for Vedantic students who are already completed Shravanam for a length of time. Now, what is that dharana for Vedantic student, for Vedantic meditation? He says, yatra yatra mano yati, wherever, in what are all places this mind goes, yatra yatra, wherever manoyati, the mind goes. Mind always hold on to either one object or other. What is the nature of mind, you know? Always catching hold of one object or other. Object means mentally it thinks about continuously. Manoyati, holding one object or other. You sit, you are listening, I am thinking, but you think about your son or daughter, suddenly they come in your mind. You have to go to airport, you have to pick up them, or you have to go to station, you have to pick up them. You are thinking that flight should come within time or train should come within time. Like that you are thinking. Poor Swami is sitting and talking and thinking that you are listening to the class. Mano yati hinar. What to do? Mind is distracted. Mind is carried away by the some object or other, people, incidents, situations, so many things. Shankaracharya says, no problem. For a Vedantic student, no problem. What he or she does? Brahmanaha tatra darshanat. Seeing Brahman there itself, wherever the mind goes, on whatever object it is, standing or holding or sticking to, seeing that object as Brahman. Brahmanaha darshanat tatra. Yatra tatra. Yatra manaha yati. Wherever the mind goes, there itself. You need not struggle bringing the mind back, mind going, bringing back. No struggle. I told you, in Patanjali Yoga Dharana, there is a struggle. Mind goes outside and I have to bring back again. I have to keep on the object of meditation. Again it goes and again I will bring back. This is the only job for me. This go on going outside, I am bringing back. And as it comes back and again it goes. How much struggle, how much strain, effort is required. But in Vedantic Dharana, no struggle. Mind goes, go. Wherever you are going, go, go, go. We allow the mind to go. After going there, I train the mind to see there Brahman. How? Saptarupena. Existence. Son is, daughter is, house is, mother is, father is, easiness. That Nama Rupa, mother name and form, Mithya Nama Rupa. Tattvavittu Mahabaho Gunakarma Vibhagayoho Guna Guneshu Vartante. My body made out of gunas, mind body complex. I am interacting with my mother, which is another guna complexion, gunas. Made out of Sattva Rajas Tamo Guna. Manufactured product. That is one product, guna product. This is another guna product. Guna guneshu vartante. Iti matva na sajjate. Not getting attached to them, they are all mithya anatma. Body, mind is made out of prakriti. Prakriti is anatma. It is jadam. That jada, sarira, manas. This jada, sarira, manas, both are sentient because of that Atma Chaitanyam, I go deeply into I piercing and going beyond Annamaya Kosha, Pranamaya Kosha, Manomaya Kosha, Vijnanamaya Kosha, Anandamaya Kosha. Inside the easiness, non-tangible, abstract easiness, just I catch. Catch means what? Not catching a ball like. I catch means I grasp. I grasp means I understand, I recognize, I discover. This is my job. No one knows what am I doing. Nobody knows. This is my internal just abhyasa going on and on. Yatra yatra mano yati. Now no problem for me. Wherever it goes, I need not bring back. Appa periya vela. I am free from a big job. What is that? I need not bring back. Why? Wherever it goes, there is a Brahman. Brahman is all pervading. Since Brahman is all pervading, I see the Brahman, I understand Brahman behind that object where mind is fully pervading, occupied that object. Yatra yatra mano yati tatra brahmanah darshanat. Manasaha dharanam cha evam. Evam manasaha dharanam. This is the practice of focusing the mind upon Brahman. Now, to see right side, I have to turn my head. To see left side, I have to turn my head. To see the light, I need not turn my head. Light is all pervading the hall. Similarly, to see particular ornament, all ornaments, different ornaments, I have to turn my head. When the ornament bangle is here, I have to turn my head. Chain is this side, I have to turn my head. Or nose studs, earrings are there, up, I have to turn my head. When you go to Tangamalige far namak, Kalyan. Nearest Kalyan, if we go, each ornament, variety of ornament, I have to turn my eyes, turn my head. First floor, second floor, go on telling his, go to first floor, anklets, first floor, rings, high, earrings, down floor. He sends me to so many places. No? Don't think I am going to Kalyan and all. Yes, I am telling. But to see gold, which floor I have to go? In the first floor of gold alone, which side I have to see? To see a particular ornament, I have to turn my eyes, turn my head. But to see gold, I need not turn my eyes or head. Clear? Similarly, to see a particular nama rupa, particular person, I have to turn my head. To see my son, sun is right side, I have to turn my head. Sun is talking. My daughter is calling, again I have to turn my head towards daughter. But to see, to recognize the easiness, which side I have to turn? I need not turn any side. Because everywhere Brahman. And every thought in the mind, it is evident. Pratibodha viditam matam bodham bodham prati. In every jnanam, that Brahman is evident. Brahman is evident as an object or subject? That is important. Brahman is evident for me, Swamini. No. Brahman is evident as myself, not as an object, but as an subject myself. Dharanam cha evam manasaha. Manasaha means when mind focus an object, that you see the Brahman there, you understand. See Brahman means don't take literally. I have to use a word. See Brahman means understand that Brahman. That is the meaning you have to grasp. Dharana sa paramata. Satya dharana is supreme dharana. It is the greatest focusing or concentration. It is the greatest focusing of the mind. Mata means it is considered. It is considered as the greatest dharana. So now, can world disturb me? World loses its capacity to disturb me. Really, it cannot disturb me. Because nama, rupa, guna, guneshu vartante. Even slight disturbance comes immediately, I just invoke my Brahma Swarupam, that Brahma Swarupam, I am there, that is here. Therefore, the disturbance is very, very, very minute. That also is only body level. It cannot disturb me. That is why all pains, all crises, even though they are there, I, the Brahma Chaitanyam, am coexisting with all crises, pains. I am so comfortable. All pains and crises are coming in me, the Brahman. I am changing the plate. Previously I was thinking, I have pain, I have a problem, I am in crisis, I am in adversity. Now all adversities are in me. All pains are in me. I am blessing them to manifest. All pains are manifesting because of me, the Chaitanyam Brahma. Very nice. Very, very, very nice to listen. Apply. Next shloka we will read. 14th anga is going to come, that is called Dhyanam 123.
Brahmaivasmiti sadvrutya. Niralambataya sthitihi. Dhyana shabdena vikhyata. Paramananda dayini.
Dhyanam is very, very popular word. Dhyanam means meditation. Meditation means to ponder over, to meditate. Dhyayi dhatu. Dhyayi means to meditate, to ponder over on something. That is called dhyanam. Patanjali, tatra ekatanata dhyanam, he says. Vijatiya pratyaya anantarita sajatiya pratyaya pravahaha dhyanam. Without any dissimilar thoughts, vijatiya pratyaya means dissimilar thoughts. Anantarita means without, without any distraction of dissimilar thoughts. Sajatiya, similar thought. Sajatiya means similar thought. Pravahaha, flow. A flow of similar thought without any distraction of dissimilar thoughts. So same thought I have to continue. Continuously. Taila dharavat. Continuous flow of same thought. If you are a Krishna bhakta, Krishna, 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 Krishna thought. Who is Krishna without knowing if you mean? Who is Krishna without knowing? We know only eating Krishna sweets. People do not know Krishna, who is Krishna. Without knowing who is Krishna, if you meditate upon Krishna, you are a upasaka. Without knowing who is Rama, Rama nature, if you meditate upon Rama, you are a upasaka. But knowing the Rama Swarupam, Atma Swarupam, as your Atma Swarupam, if you meditate upon, it is Nididhyasanam. It is called contemplation. Rama is a Atma Rama. I am also Atma Swarupam. Rama and myself both are one and the same. Who said? Hanuman. ദേഹബുദ്ധ്യാതു ദാസോഹം ജീവബുദ്ധ്യാത്വദംശകഃ ആത്മബുദ്ധ്യാത്വമേവാഹം ഇതി മേ നിശ്ചിതാമതിഹ. ഹേ രാമ, യു ആൻഡ് ഐ ആർ വൺ ആൻഡ് ദ സെയിം ഫ്രം ആത്മ സ്റ്റാൻഡ് പോയിന്റ്. ബട്ട് ദേഹ സ്റ്റാൻഡ് പോയിന്റ്, ഐ എം ദാസ, ഐ ഡു നമസ്കാര, വാട്ട് എവർ യു സേ ഐ ഡു. ദാറ്റ് ഈസ് ഓൺലി ഫ്രം ദേഹ ദൃഷ്ടി, വ്യാവഹാരിക ദൃഷ്ടിയ. അതർ ദാൻ അദ്വൈത ന്യായ യോഗ സാഖ്യ വൈശേഷിക പൂർവമീമാംസ വിശിഷ്ടാദ്വൈതം ദ്വൈതം, ഓൾ ഓഫ് ദം ആർ ദ്വൈത ദർശനംസ്. ദേ ടാക്ക് ഓൺലി അബൌട്ട് ഭഗവാൻ. ഈശ്വര ഇസ് ഡിഫറെന്റ്, ഐ എം ഭക്ത ഇസ് ഡിഫറെന്റ്, വേൾഡ് ഈസ് ഡിഫറെന്റ്. ദേ ആർ കാൾഡ് ദ്വൈത ദർശനംസ്. ഓൺലി അദ്വൈതിൻ സേസ് ദേർ ഇസ് നോ വേൾഡ് റിയലി, ഇറ്റ് ഈസ് ഓൺലി എക്സ്പീരിയൻഷ്യലി അവൈലബിൾ, ഇറ്റ് ഡസൻറ് ഹാവ് അബ്സല്യൂട്ട് റിയാലിറ്റി, ഇറ്റ് ഈസ് ഓൺലി വ്യാവഹാരിക സത്യം. ജസ്റ്റ് ആസ് ഡ്രീം എക്സിസ്റ്റ് വെൻ യു ആർ ഡ്രീമിംഗ്, നൗ ഡ്രീം എക്സിസ്റ്റ്? No. Dream exists only when you are dreaming. Vyavaharika world exists only when you are interacting. Really speaking, Vyavaharika world disappear, its reality, substantiality will be falsified when you understand your Atma Swarupam. So Atma Swarupam is of higher order of reality. Vyavaharika Satyam is a relative order of reality. Therefore, I am Satyam. Body, mind, Nama, Rupa, Jagat is less order of reality. Lesser order of reality. We don't say it is not there, but it is apparently there. It is not there really. That is the way we have to understand. Therefore, Dvaita philosophers, even yoga philosophy is a Dvaita philosophy. Therefore, we never recommend Dvaita Dhyanam, objective meditation. Of course, in Patanjali Yoga, they ask to meditate upon chakras. Mooladhara Chakram, Agnya Chakram, Sahasrara. So many chakras are there. Chakra meditation and get chakarna. People go to chakra meditation and getting chakra tour, like we don't want any mooladhara chakra dhyanam or sahasrara chakra dhyanam. No deity is required. Enough of doing objective meditation. Objective meditation, one day it has to culminate into subjective meditation. That is the purpose of that meditation. This is the teaching of Upanishad. Atmatvam girijamati sahacharah prana shariram griham. So Atma Rama, inside the Atma is that I have to revel upon. Never look at an object. That sadhana is only for beginners. To get focusing mind, that is one sadhana, but that is also important. We don't want to refute that meditation. That meditation is very, very, very important for spiritual seeker. Ashtanga yoga meditation, slowly we have to study shastra to grasp, to absorb in this class, to study. You must have that dharana dhyana abhyasa, that upasana. If it is there, this class is wonderful for such a person who is having that absorption. Then after coming here, you need not, it is not a closed eyes meditation. It is opened eyes meditation. But Ashtanga Yoga meditation is closed eyes meditation. You have to close your eyes. First thing you have to do that. You cannot open your eyes. If you open your eyes, mind goes outside. Therefore, close your eyes. But in Nididhyasanam, you need not close your eyes. Pashyan, Shrunvan, Prishan, Vigran, Ashnan, Gachan. Open eye meditation, you are intellectually, your thought pattern, thinking aham brahma asmi, aham sarvatra asmi, aham atma sarvatra sarvagatam, this thought I continue. This is called open eyed meditation. Brahma abhyasa rupa nididhyasanam. Samadhi abhyasa rupa nididhyasanam, for those people who are studying shastra, as Krishna said in 6th chapter Bhagavad Gita Dhyana Yoga, that is samadhi abhyasa rupa nididhyasanam. If student is qualified enough, sadhana chatushtaya sampatti all are sufficiently there for such a student, even brahmabhyasa rupa nididhyasanam itself is sufficient. There is no need of sitting desha kala indriya sthiti manasthiti buddhi sthiti buddhi avadu manasavadu engume ellame poyida. That samadhi abhyasa rupa nididhyasanam is also for beginners. Once you are qualified enough sufficiently with sadhana chatushtaya sampatti, shravanakale eva, so it becomes spontaneous. Brahman, 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 spontaneous. Even brahma abhyasam is also not required. I am Brahman. There is a necessity of doing dhyanam, contemplation. Now understand for whom contemplation? சாதன சதுஷ்டய சம்பத்தி அறக்குறைய இருந்த விவேக வைராகிய சமதமாதி சக்த சம்பத்தி எல்லா பேக்டோர் என்ட்ரி. அந்த பேக்டோர் என்ட்ரிய வேதாந்தத்துக்கு வந்தா ஒண்ணுமே புரியாது. ஸ்ரவண காலே ந மனன காலே ந பவதி அனந்தரம் நிதித்தியாசனம் கர்த்தவியம். உத்தம அதிகாரி, தேர் இஸ் நோ நெசசிட்டி ஆஃப் நிதித்தியாசனம். பிரம்மாபியாச ரூப நிதித்யாசனம். சங்கராச்சாரியா டாக்கிங், பிரம்மைவாஹம் அஸ்மீதி அஹம், யூ ஹாவ் டு சப்ளை அண்டர்ஸ்டுட் அஸ்மி அஹம் அஸ்மி ஐ ஆம் வாட் பிரம்மன் பிரம்மைவ பிரம்ம ஏவா பிரம்மைவ அஹம் அஸ்மி இது சிந்தனம். அகண்டாகார விருத்தி, ஐ ஆம் இண்டிவிசிபிள் ஆத்மஸ்வரூபம். அகண்ட ஆகாரம், ஆகாரம் நோ ஆகார, ஆத்மா இது நிர்வீகார, எந்த வேர்டு சொன்னாலும் ப்ராப்ளம். ஆகாரா மீன்ஸ் ஜஸ்ட் அ தாட் பேட்டர்ன். வாட் தாட் பேட்டர்ன்? ஐ ஆம் பிரம்மன், அஹம் பிரம்ம ஏவ அஸ்மீதி. தட் ஏவ இஸ் வெரி இம்பார்ட்டன்ட். ஐ கெனாட் பி எனி திங் அதர் தேன் பிரம்மன். இப்போ ஜானிக்கு எவ்வளவு ஈஸின்னா ஸ்பான்டேனியஸ், ஹவு கேன் ஐ பி சம்திங் எல்ஸ் அதர் தேன் பிரம்மன்? இட் இஸ் டிஃபிகல்ட் ஃபார் மீ டு பி சம்திங் எல்ஸ் அதர் தேன் பிரம்மன், பிகாஸ் தெர் இஸ் நோ செகண்ட் திங் அதர் தேன் பிரம்மன். வாட் எவர் இட் இஸ் தேர், இட் இஸ் ஓன்லி அனாத்மா, மித்யா, அன்ரியல், ஓன்லி அப்பியரன்ஸ். நோ வாட் யூ ஆர் திங்கிங் ரியல் 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 ரியல், for jnani it is only like a dream. If you also feel it is a dream, you are also a jnani. So I have to get a dream, swamini. It is not a getting a dream. Understanding this vyavaharika prapancha is also like a dream. There is no such vastu. Whatever object you are calling, pot is there? There is no pot at all. It is only vacharambhanam. ஜகத் ஆல்சோ இட் இஸ் வாசாரம்பணம். ஆல் நாமரூபாஸ் ஆர் ஓன்லி வாசாரம்பணம், லிப் மூமெண்ட், லிப் சர்வீஸ். பட் யூ ஆர் கிவிங் ரியாலிட்டி பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் அவர் ஆனர், கிரேட் ஆனர். வாட் ஆனர்? அஜ்ஞானம். பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் அவர் அஜ்ஞானம் வி ஆர் கிவிங் ரியாலிட்டி அண்ட் திங்கிங் தே ஆர் ரியல் அண்ட் திங்கிங் ஐ எம் இன்டெலிஜென்ட் ஆல்சோ. அன்இன்டெலிஜென்ட் ஃபெலோ திங்கிங் ஐ எம் இன்டெலிஜென்ட், எப்படி இருக்கு? You who knows not and knows not, he knows not. Foolish person. The person do not know this world is unreal, and not knowing that it is unreal, and not knowing that he doesn't know it is unreal, what to do this person? Shun him, the Shastra says. Shun him. Don't follow him, don't go behind him, don't listen to him. Therefore they are all in majority. What to do? Therefore aham brahma eva asmi iti sadvrutya. This is satya vritti. Sadvrutya means satyam, iti vritya. Vritya means thought. Niralambataya sthitihi, this is very important. Niralambataya means without any object outside. Without any object outside to distract you. Undistracted, niralambataya, without any object. Alambanam means support. Or meditation, no, they hold on to one object. But in nididhyasanam, contemplation, on what I am depending, on what I am focusing, what I am seeing, nothing. I am remaining as myself. That's all. I am not doing meditation on anything. Therefore, niralambataya sthitihi. That is the status of the mind. By the ahankara vritti, that aham brahma asmi. I am not ahankara, but aham brahma. So lower I is false, higher I, OC is satyam. Sadvritya, satya vritya, that is the true nature. Dhyana shabdena vikhyataha. This meditation, this dhyanam, what dhyanam? Aham brahmasmi, aham brahmasmi, that chintanam, that vritti, continuously going on, that sthiti without any object to distract me, that alone is called dhyanam. The word is used for such an abhyasa as dhyanam, Vedantic meditation. Vikhyata, it is popular in Vedanta. Vikhyata means it is well known, popular in Upanishads. Paramananda Dayini, that is the supreme joy, it is the giver of supreme joy, not giver. Dayini means what? It is not giver, I remain, I am Ananda Swarupam. Sat Chit Ananda, Purna Ananda Swarupam Ahamasmi. Paramananda Dayini is an adjective to sthiti. Sthiti is Strilingam. Therefore, Paramananda Dayini is also Strilingam. Subjective meditation is not a meditation. It is abiding in my nature. We don't call it as really meditation. Meditate means meditating upon something else. Subjective meditation is a meditation. I abide in myself. Abiding in my, means what? I sleep off and I always remain as Brahman. Next shloka, 124. Last and final anga, that is called samadhi. Nirvikarataya vritya brahma karataya punaha vritti vismaranam samyak samadhir jnana sanyakah. Nirvikarataya, without any change, changeless vritti, vritya, by the thought, without any change in your thought. In objective meditation, I am jhata, the meditator, I am doing meditation, process, dhyaya, vastu, object, triputi is there in samadhi, savikalpaka samadhi, triputi will be there. Samadhi is that nirvikalpaka samadhi where triputi is not there. Dhyata, dhyanam, dhyayam, subject, object, meditator, all will resolve ekatra samyamaha. All three of them dissolve. There is no separate meditator, meditation, process, meditating object won't be there. Triputi won't be there. Therefore, no vikara, no change. Even I am sitting in meditation, I am doing meditation, that thought also won't be there. I am a meditator, that thought also won't be there. Therefore, vikara rahitam nirvikarataya vritya. Brahmakarataya punaha. I remain with Brahmakaram. I am Brahman. I am Brahman, I am Brahman, enna enartham? I means chit, am means existence, I am pure consciousness, existence, principle. With that thought, I continue, I remain. When? Not in sitting, not in a particular time, not in a particular place. When I am sattu, chittu, all the time. Not 8 o'clock or 12 o'clock. I am 12 o'clock Sattu Swamini. 8 o'clock Chittan Salamani Ma. I am Sada Sattu. Yes, Yevas Puranam Sadatmakam. I am Sat, 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 Sat all the time. Therefore, Brahmakarataya Punaha. So, other meditation, I have to sit in a particular place, particular time. And I have to see asanam, everything, and I have to withdraw my senses, I have to close my eyes, I have to meditate upon that object also must be straight, I also must be straight, body straight, already back pain, I have to sit straight. All these problems are not there. So comfortable. What? Brahmakara. Brahmakarataya. Now also I am Satya Chit. When you get down to the ground floor also you are Satya Chit. When you are sitting on your vehicle also, Satya Chit. When you go home also, Satya Chit. What about tomorrow? Tomorrow also Satya Chit. Yesterday, I was Satya Chit only. Today also Satya Chit only. Tomorrow also Satya Chit only. I am non-variable. This is called Brahmakara. Is there any vikara? No vikara. Therefore, Brahmakara tayam. Vritti vismaranam samyak. Samyak. Full and full, I drop the thought pattern. Even that vritti also. I need that Brahmakaram, I am Brahman, Brahman, that vritti is required. Are you entertaining to say, I am a human being, I am a human being, I am a human being? Are you entertaining a vritti for that? How clear it is for you? Doubtless, vagueless, you are a human being. அப்பப்ப சந்தேகம் வரும் சுவாமினி என்ன வரவே வராது. நோ டைம் த சந்தேக காம்ஸ் எதர் ஐ எம் ஹியூமன் பீயிங் ஆர் நாட். ஹவு மச் கிளியர் தட் நாலேஜ்? தட் மச் கிளியர் திஸ் ஐ ஆம் பிரம்மன் நாலேஜ் ஆல். தட் இஸ் கால்ட் விருத்தி விஸ்மரணம். தெர் இஸ் நோ நெசசிட்டி ஆஃப் entertaining even that jnana vritti also. Jnani never entertain, I am Gita student, Upanishad student, Brahma Sutra student, I have received jnanam, I am Brahman, I am Jnani. Idella thought venuma? Sevaya? Sirippe varadillaya? I am Brahman. When? Always I am Brahman. I need not entertain a thought. Adella thought problem la ange. Inge kadaiyadu. Thought itself is mithya, in which mind it is coming. Therefore, even vritti, mind, all are blessed by me, the consciousness. Because of my presence, they are all functioning. I am evident every time, all the time. Therefore, vritti vismaranam, triputi vismaranam, samyak samadhihi. Jnana sanyakaha. In this context, samadhi means jnanam. Sanyakaha, it is named as jnanam. What do you mean by samadhi now? Not jada samadhi, andha samadhi, nirbija samadhi, savikalpaka samadhi, nirvikalpaka samadhi. Idella endukappa bombu na என்ன சமாதி? இப்போ ஜானம். வாட் ஜானம்? அகம் சத் சித் பிரம்மன். தட்ஸ் ஆல். என்ன? தட் ஜானம் அலோன் இஸ் கால்ட் சமாதி. நெக்ஸ்ட் ஸ்லோகா. நவ் சமாதி லாஸ்ட் அங்க ஆல்சோ ஓவர். நெக்ஸ்ட் 125.
இமம் சாக்ருத்ரிமானந்தம் தாவத் சாது சமப்யசேத் வஷ்யோ யாவத் க்ஷணாத் பும்ஸஹ ப்ரயுக்த ஸன்பவேத் ஸ்வயம்.
எவ்ரிவன் ஹாஸ் காட் அ கெப்பாசிட்டி டு அப்சார்ப். You need not separately practice samadhi abhyasa. A child is having a natural absorption. When he sees a fan, he is go on absorbing. Absorption. When a person, a cricket fan, sees a cricket match, samadhi. So much absorption. A mommy sees the cereal, so much absorption, samadhi. என்ன பிராக்டிஸ் வேணும் சமாதிக்கு? நேச்சுரலி இட் கம்ஸ் வென் யூ ஆர் டூயிங் சம்திங் வாட் யூ லைக். நேச்சுரல் ஸ்பான்டேனியஸ் இட் இஸ் த கெப்பாசிட்டி ஆஃப் த மைண்ட் எவ்ரி ஒன் ஹேஸ் காட். ஃபார் தட் யூ நீட் நாட் டூ எனி பிராக்டிஸ் ஃபார் சமாதி அபியாசம். தேர்ஃபோர் வாட் இஸ் அவர் சமாதி அபியாசன்னா இட்ஸ் நாட் அபியாசா, இட் இஸ் ஞானம். Having said that, now he conclude in 125, this nididhyasana is natural, akritrimam. Kritrimam means artificial, akritrimam means natural. Imam, imam means this nididhyasanam, akritrimam, natural anandam. This is natural ananda, it is not born ஆனந்த, இட் இஸ் நாட் எ கண்டிஷனல் ஆனந்த, இட் இஸ் நாட் எ டைம் பவுண்ட் ஆனந்த, இட் இஸ் நாட் எ பர்டிகுலர் ஸ்பேஸ் இட் ஹேஸ் கம், தட் இஸ் நாட் தட் ஆனந்த, திட் இஸ் நேச்சுரல். நவ் யூ ஹாவ் டு டூ அன்வய லைக் திஸ் ஹோல் ஸ்லோகா. யாவத் இமம் ச அக்ருத்ரிமானந்தம், ஆஸ் லாங் ஆஸ் திஸ் நேச்சுரல் ஆனந்த pumsaha prayuktaha san, when I want to remain in this ananda, remain in this ananda means I recognize I am ananda swarupam. Pumsaha prayuktaha san, when I want in the crisis, adversity, mamiyar is shouting, mother-in-law shouting, our husband is shouting, wife or wife is shouting at husband, the shouting is nice, okay, instead of shouting also don't shout, just I am telling. Sharing, that's called sharing. When they are talking also, at that time also, immediately at that the juncture, I have to invoke my real nature. I am Atma Swarupam. I am not going to be disturbed by any interaction, any dialogue. Immediately, in the crisis, I am remaining as content Atma Swarupam. Atmanyeva Atmana Tushtaha. Like that. Khanat, immediately, Vashyaha Bhavet, that immediately Aham Brahmasmi, that I remember at that juncture, Vashyaha means it is under my hand, under my availability. That thought, அஹம் பிரம்மாஸ்மி. ஆஃப்டர் ஷவுட்டிங் ஃபைட்டிங் எவ்ரி திங் ஓவர், ஒன் அவர் ஆஃப்டர் வர்ஸ் டூ அவர்ஸ் ஆஃப் டே ஓவர், ஆஃப்டர் தட் டைம் ஐ எம் நாட் ரிகலெக்டிங் த அபரோக்ஷ அனுபூதி கிளாஸ் சப்போஸ், வாட் இஸ் த யூஸ் ஆஃப் தட்? தேர்ஃபோர் தெர் இஸ் நோ யூஸ். புஸ்தகஸ்தேச யா வித்யா பரஹஸ்தேச யத்தனம், அவசிய காலே ந சம்பிராப்தே ந சா வித்யா ந தத்தனம். There is a vidya in pustakam, not in my intellect. Dhanam is there, I have given to someone, but that is not useful, that person is not giving when I am in need. When I am writing exam, I am not remembering anything. When my people are shouting or some crisis is going on, I am not remembering what Bhagavad Guna Guneshu Vartante, not coming at all. Dukhe shana digna manaha sukhe svigata svaha. Varamattingarade. Gnapakame varla enna enna ardham? Appadi irakkudadu. Vashyaha. Whenever I want to invoke my real nature, it should be on my fingertips. We should come onto a surface. Vashye chanat. Not after one day, 2 days. Chanat. Immediately, within moments. Tavat sadhu samabhyaset. Tavat, until that time, sadhu, well, in proper manner, with full extent, with sincerely, sincerity, with sincerely, with sincerity, samabhyaset, may you practice. When it is available at any time, whenever you want, if it is available, until that time you have to do this nididhyasanam. Once you are able to invoke that your Atman nature at any time, without any effort, spontaneously it comes to your surface, aham brahmasmi, nothing can disturb me. Until that time, samabhyaset, samyak abhyaset samabhyaset. Next shloka, 126. Tata sadhana nirmuktah siddho bhavati yogirat tasvarupam na chaitasya svarupam na chaitasya vishayo manaso giram. Once you have established in your real nature, at the subconscious level, at any time you are able to invoke your higher nature, in spite of interaction, in spite of any type of dialogue, in spite of any situation, crisis, adversity, anything happening, nothing can disturb me. I am Atma Swarupam. If you are so thorough, like Sita Prajna of 2nd chapter, Parabhakta of 12th chapter, Gunatita of 14th chapter. Chapter men. Gita, Bhagavad Gita. If I am a Sita Prajna, if I am a Parabhakta, if I am a Gunatita, no more sadhana. Sadhana, sadhaka, sadhyam, all are disappearing. Tataha, then, sadhana nirmuktaha. This person is free from sadhanas. What sadhana is required for this person? All sadhanas over. Already free. Therefore, free from all sadhanas. Siddho bhavati. Etasya of this person who is wise. Etasya. Chaitasya is there in the second line. Etasya, etasya of this person, tat swarupam, that atma swarupam is siddhaha bhavati. Siddhaha san means accomplished. Accomplished one, therefore he is called as yogirat. Yogirat na king of yoga anartha. What king of yoga? Jnana yogi. Jnana yogi. Etasya, who can understand this jnani? Manasaha giram na vishayaha bhavati. This jnani's mind, ajnani cannot know. They cannot explain. Yato vacho nivartante apraapya manasasaha. Words cannot describe about that jnani's mind, and mind also cannot know about that jnani's mind. Mind is also incapable of knowing, because mind alone is functioning because of that atma. How such a mind can know about jnani? Therefore, ajnani, ignorant people can never know about Jnani. Jnani only knows another Jnani. Ajnani cannot know. Therefore, Upanishad also withdraws from him. Veda says, Vedaha tatra avedaha bhavanti. For such a Jnani, there is no need of even Upanishads. They all withdraw from him. Over our job, you can proceed as you like. That much freedom he gets. More in the next class. Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om. ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ ஹரிஹி ஓம்.